You know, recently, I got a book listing all the animal species that have disappeared off the face of the earth, called All the Disappeared Animal Life Forms of the World. Now the list is really impressive, and it included the dates and territories where the animals were last seen, or wherever the last fossil was unearthed. Now as you probably know, 99.9% of the species who have ever lived are now extinct. So this is a very long list, including massive numbers of civets, big subsets of spotted lizards, every last mastodon, the short-faced bear, the shrub ox, 15 chapters on sloth, and one whole chapter on a one-eared dinosaur. Amazing. You cannot imagine how many kinds of weasels have come and gone. Now the publishers claim that the book is a definitive masterpiece. In fact, according to them, the book actually weighs approximately 30. So, goodbye to the disappeared ones. There they go, hopping and jumping away, swimming and floating away, gone forever, vaporized as if they'd never existed, except for a few bones and footprints, nothing left but their name. And that is Olive. Now that's the thing with words. They leave so much to the imagination. Like in yoga class, when a teacher is saying things like, now imagine your breath is filling the entire room. Or imagine that your legs are planted on the ground and they keep going down and down and down on the ground like roots. Like 15 feet down, and you know you can actually feel that. And really, they could just go on and on in this pain. Like now imagine that you've swallowed your head and it's inside your stomach and you're upside down and you can't open your eyes and you're completely stuck in there, you know, things like that. But I have to say that often it's much better to talk about things to actually do them. Take, for example, a very long expedition to the north pole. Yes, I meant to learn their names. But for various reasons, having to do with lack of time and lack of ambition, I never did do that. And they remained up in the sky. If we never